Today's daf is Sanhedrin, Ayin Tes. We'll pick it up with the Mishnah, right at the bottom of Ayin Ches on the base. Niskavi laharug esa behema, v'harug esa adam. So the person wanted, they had kavana, l'chavein, I mean to direct, or to intend. Like we talk about davening, having kavana means to direct your thoughts in a concentrated way. So your thoughts were niskavi laharug esa behema, v'harug esa adam. Wanted to kill a behemoth, but he ended up actually killing a person. L'nochri v'harges Yisrael, your kavanah was to kill a non-Jew, and ended up killing a Jew. L'nefalim v'harges ben kayama potter. You had it. You wanted to kill a nefel, a newborn that wasn't going to be able to live, and you ended up killing a ben kayama, a child who could live. So you're potter in all these cases. Rashi speaks out that the nischavin laharuges behemoth. The first Rashi in the Mishnah. Hay omid adam etzel behema, v'nischavin laharu behema, v'harug adam potter. V'shim dechi osru bei nehasra sofeku. So Rashi's learning there's a whole problem of hasra sofek in that. Afal pi shekibo lav hasra, sha'omi lahem, yodea ni shehu ben bris, v'almanas kein ani oisya, she'im hergenu, ani eschaya misa potter. Deshema lo yehargenu, because maybe you're not going to come kill him. So according to Rashi, it's all a din of hasra why the pitur happens. Other Rishonim learn differently. That's not called a ma'aser ritzicha necessarily until you had kavana for this. There's an interesting Meiri that he points out. You know, at first glance, it can be very controversial. Say a nochri v'harag es Yisrael. You meant to kill a guy, but you didn't. So the Meiri has a chiddush which we spoke out back in the Dapim about Nun Zion. I think with Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. That the Meiri learns that these were people who didn't have any morals to them, but people who have a sense of morality to them, a monotheistic religion, so that it wouldn't apply to those, and that would have contemporary applications as well. In the Steinfeld's Gemara, he quotes from Rav Kook, he quotes from the Sri Deish, he quotes from Tzitz Eliezer, that all adapt this similar line of reasoning. Okay, in the Mishnah continues, Niskavin Lahako says Al Nosnov, so you meant to hit a person like on their legs. Right, the lo hayabo kedei lahamiso amasno, but you didn't have enough to kill the person. It wasn't strong enough. V'halchalo alibo, but that same blow that wouldn't have done anything to the legs to kill him. It hit him on his chest where his heart is. Right, so v'hayabo kedei lahamiso alibo v'meis. That's strong enough, but you didn't have intentions. And obviously, it takes a less amount of force to kill a person hitting them on the chest than it does in their legs. But the amount that you did, even though it wasn't your kavana, you did hit in the chest, shloba kavana, the person died, you're potter. Neschavin lahakoiso alibo, we turn to ayin tes, your kavana was to hit the person on their chest, v'hayibo kedil hamis alibo, and it was strong enough to actually kill the person, it was that powerful, v'holchalo masnov, and then you instead hit the person in the legs, v'lohayibo kedil hamis, and it wasn't strong enough to actually, because it was only strong enough for a chest wound, but not for the legs. So maybe the guy dies, you're a potter. Because even though he did have kavana to kill the person, but he didn't hit him hard enough to kill him. So you have to come out and say that that he died, but it wasn't a result necessarily of the blow that he was hit with. So you see from here, the rotzeach has to have two things. First of all, it has to be intended. And second of all, it has to be strong enough to kill the person. Continues the mission. Is chavin lahakos as hagadol v'lo hayabo kedei lahamis hagadol. Right, so you wanted to kill gadol, but it wasn't strong enough to kill gadol. V'halcha lo al hakotun v'hayabo kedei lahamis es hakotun v'meis potter. But it went instead, and you hit a cotton, and it was strong enough to kill the cotton. You're potter because that wasn't your kavan. Niskavin lahakos es hakotun. Your kavan was to hit a cotton. V'hayabo kedei lahamis es hakotun, and it was strong enough to kill the cotton. V'halchalo al hagadol, but instead you ended up hitting a gadol. V'lohayibo kedei lahamis es hagadol v'meis. It wasn't a strong enough blow to kill the gadol, but he did die as a result of being hit. So nevertheless, the person is potter from this. Avah, but continues the Mishnah. Niskavin lahakos almasno v'hayibo kedei lahamis almasno. So you wanted to kill him by hitting him in the legs, the loins, the masnav, and it was strong enough. V'halchalo alibo v'meis chayiv, and it didn't go where it wanted to, but it hit him in the heart, his chest. So you're chayiv. This kavan hakus is a gadol. You wanted to. The kavan was to kill a gadol, to hit him. V'hayibo kedei lahamis is a gadol, and it was strong enough to kill him. V'halchalo al hakotun v'meis, and hit a cotton, and the cotton died chayiv. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, "Afilu niskavin laharuges lefilu niskav naharig ezev v'harig ezev. Even if you want to kill one person, but you ended up killing another one, you are potter. Because Reb Shimon holds that it's like a davar she'ein mischavein, and you're only chayav, according to Reb Shimon, if your action that you did is completely in sync with what your original intention was. Right? That's what you're learning. The haragazeh, you want to kill this one, but you didn't. The haragazeh, you killed someone else, you're still potter. Big chiddush. Says the Gemara now. Reb Shimon ahaya. So which din is Reb Shimon going on? Ilema a seifa. If you can tell me he's going on the seifa, meaning the talk where he wanted to kill the gadol, he ends up killing a katan. So Reb Shimon poter me bailei. Reb Shimon poter me bailei. It should have been like he said poter because the Tanakhama said you're chayiv. So Rashi speaks out about four lines where it's thin. Reb Shimon poter me bailei. Daha behedya ko amar lo Tanakhama vil lama le Reb Shimon lemahader pusha lemai. Afilu, right? Why did Rabbi Shimon use the lashon of afilu? It doesn't make sense. So it can't be that he's arguing on the seifa. The Gemara says Ella must be aresha. He's talking about the first case, which is what neschav in harages behema v'harages ha'adam. We had kavanah to kill the animal, you end up killing a human. Nachri harages Yisrael, nefalim harages ben kayama potter. V'ha neschav in harageseh v'harageseh chayiv. But if you wanted to kill somebody else. You want to kill someone else, and you end up killing a different person you intended, you're chayiv. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, no, afilu niskavin laharagazeh, vaharagazeh, potter. Excuse me, Reb Shimon argues, says, even if you wanted to kill one person, and you still killed somebody else, you're still potter. Someone says, pshita, koi ruvein v'shimon, v'amar anal ruvein kamechavna. Ruvein and Shimon are standing in front of him, right? And the guy is about to throw something at one of them. And he says, Ruvein ka mechavna. I want to kill Ruvein. L'Shimon lo ka mechavna. I don't have any kavanah to kill Shimon. Zahayna plutayu. So that's the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Omer chad minayhu. But he says, I want to kill one of them. He didn't say who it was. He says, I want to kill one of you. Doesn't say it's Ruvein. Doesn't say it was Shimon. My. So what would be the din in that case? Inami, or another question. Kisova Ruvain, he thinks he's killing Ruvain. Vinimsa Shimon, and he killed a Shimon. My, what's the din in that case? So Tashma, we'll come and learn. Vitanya, Reb Shimon Oimer, Ad Shomer Lifloni Ani Mischavin. Reb Shimon says, until he says explicitly, I intend to kill so-and-so, and then he goes and kills them. It's my time, Reb Shimon. So what's the svara? What's the reasoning behind Reb Shimon? This whole machloikis. So Omicrox, the pasuk says va'aravlo v'kamlo. Pasuk says that like our view, you ambush him, right, and you get up against him. It's like a premeditated thing. Ad she'chavin lo, you have to have kavana that this is the person that you wanted to kill, but not somebody else. That's Pshan Reb Shimon. So we understand if you didn't want to kill that person, you're potter. V'rabonin. So then the Rabbonin, how would they understand the pasuk? So Amri Debe Rabbianai Prat Lazorik Evin Lagoy. It's talking about a case where Lagoy, when a person when you throw a stone just into a group of people, right? So you don't know who it is. You don't know who it is. You don't have one person. You just want to kill somebody in the group. So in that case, since you didn't have any specific in mind, that's what the Rabbanan learned that you're potter, and that's what they would darshan va'arvlo v'kamalov. Say, hey, Chidami, one second. What's the exact cases over here? Ilema, if you're going to tell me, and again, Ilema always introduces a answer that's going to be rejected. Te'ikatish nochrim ve'echad Yisrael b'nehen. So there are nine nochrim, and there's one Jew there. Se'tepiklei d'ruba nochrim ninhu. So we could just learn out that it's rov. You have the majority of the people, right? And therefore, so then the majority is that it's going to, we can assume, we go boss of rov, that one of them was an anj. Inami or palga, right? So that either it's half and half, solving the fascias, the hakel. So it's we're dealing with dini nefashos over here, so we have to be, excuse me, we make it, we say half and half. So either way it's going to be, the person who threw it into a group is going to be potter. You're not going to kill him. So no, lo tzricha de'iketesha Yisroel v'nochri echa b'nehem. The case was nine Jews, and one of them is a nochri. The havelei nochri kavua. Because since he's kavua, he's established, he's set in his place, V'chol kavua k'mechzal mechza domi. So anything that's kavua, anything that's established, we assume it to be half and half, that everything is balanced, and you cannot go bosa rov. Right? So that's pshat, and what the Rabbanim learned from the pasuk va'arav lo v'kamalov. And if you have anything that's kavua, it's a svar, it's a famous shas topic, kol kavua k'mechzal mechza. It comes up in Pesachim has like this in the first paragraph. You have a famous case in Ksubas. You have, let's say, like 9 butcher shops that sell kosher meat, and you have one butcher shop that sells treif meat. And a person walked into one of the stores and doesn't remember which one he went. So you might have thought to say, look, 90% chances are, statistics are, came from a kosher thing, so I should be able to eat it. But because the suffix, the latest suffix took place in the store itself, so that's each one is considered kavua, and you have no right to assume that it's 90 to 10, and it's mechza mechza. However, if it's parsh, meaning you found a piece of meat at a busta, and from the wrapping you can't tell, you know it was cut by a butcher, but you can't tell what store it came from. So then, once it's already parish, it's separated from the place, and the latest suffix takes place where it's not kavua, so then we'll apply a rule called the parish, meruba parish, to anything that's separated from the majority. That's the famous shas concept we have that the Gemara is referencing over here with this line, kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. So the Gemara continues and stands like this. Bishleima l'rabbonin. Fine, I understand rabbonin. The omri nischavin harigazeh v'harigazeh chayev. Because if you wanted to kill somebody and you ended up killing the other person, so then you're chayav for that. Because you have a pasuk, parshas mishpatim. V'chi yinatzu anoshim v'nagfu isha hara. So two people were fighting, they're like wrestling, and they hit a pregnant woman. So they caused a miscarriage, right? So then now there's a penalty they have to pay for that, for the vlad. Omer Rabbi Elazar b'matzus shibemisa hakosav medaber. The Rabbi Elazar says, talking about a fight, right, where they're trying to each kill each other. Dechsiv im oson ye v'nasato nefesh tachas nefesh. Because that they were trying to, and also there's like a tragedy that happened, and you have to give a life for a life. So what's the proof? So the riot is the cases where you wanted to kill one person, and instead he killed the pregnant woman, so he's chayiv, right? That's why he doesn't have to pay any dini mamonos. Ella, the Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Shimon, hi, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, right? My ovile. So what's Reb Shimon going to do with it? Because according to Reb Shimon, we learned that when you come, you have intention to kill one person, and you end up killing somebody else, you're potter, right? So Reb Shimon's going to say, momon, right? It's a monetary payment that he has to pay. Kid the Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Yomir, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, momon. Miro Nosi says that that's how darshans are posik. When you give nefesh tachas nefesh, it's talking about a monetary payment. So you're saying it's money, maybe it really means taking the life itself, mamish. It says nesina below, right? V'nemron, it says also nesina lamala, by the husband of the woman. So over there, when the dayanim determine it's a monetary payment, so too over here, by the nefesh tach nefesh, it's also referring to mamon. So now, there is a phrase, a concept, I should say, of kimlei b'derabim mine, which means that if a person does one action that results in two simultaneous punishments, so we only give the more serious of the two, and they're exempt from the second one. Now, we're going to quote from here Tanna b'Chizkiyah, who says a chiddush. Tanna b'Chizkiyah holds that even if they're not going to get the more stricter of the punishments, still, since the potential existed for them to get that, then they are exempt from the lighter punishment as well. Lamasha, like this. You'd have a case where a person would burn down someone's house on Shabbos. They did a b'shogig. So, two things happened. There's the chil Shabbos, which potentially could have made the person chayav misa. It would have been done b'mezid. Here it wasn't. It was only done b'shogig. But there's also a nazikin. You'd burn down a person's $1 million home. So, normally, if the person was going to be chayav misa, they'd have been mazed, okay, kimlei b'derabim, you're not going to pay for the money. Comes a big chiddush, and within the shita of Tanna b'Chizkiyah, even if the guy did a b'shogig, so he's not going to get misa, they're being a korban, a b'shogig, okay, but he's still potter from the tashlumen. So that's the chiddush over here. Now, we'll see the Gemara. It says, Omer Rava, hi, the Tanna b'Chizkiyah, mafkin min Rebbe umafkin min Rabbanan. So literally, it comes out from Rebbe, right? The shorsh and if pei kuf always means to come out, like puk, go out, nafkamina, what emerges from the two things. So it comes out from Rebbe and it comes out from the Rabbanan. The tana de bechizkiyo, maki odom maki behema. Tana de bechizkiyo sauce, when you killed an animal, right, you have to pay for it. And if you killed a behema, then you killed a human, let me say that wrong. Maki odom umaki behema. So if you killed a human, you're chayev, right? But there's also a comparison for Maka Behema. There's a comparison. Simor speaks out. Ma Maka Behema. Just like by hitting a Behema. Simor's going to do a Ma Af comparison. So the first part. Just like by Maka Behema, lo chalakto, bo beim shogi mezid. There's a difference whether it's done b'shogi, it was done on purpose. Mezid. Beim mischavin, le she'ena mischavin, where you had kavana, you didn't have kavana. Beim derech v'derech aliyah, le potra moman. Right, it doesn't matter whether it was happening where you were going up or whether you were going down, right? You're potter from the moment, right? In all these cases, you have to pay. So af maket odom. So too, the af is so too by maket odom. Lo tachalog bein shogig the mezid. Bein mischavin, the shein mischavin, bein derech yirid, derech aliyah, l'chayv ha-mamon, el ha-potter mamon. So too, there's no difference between any shogig or mezid. These cases by kavana and shnakavana, running up or down, right? This is a case of killing that we know the Gemara Makos talks about. If it's done derech yirida or derech aliyah, so the chiluk is like this: if it's done derech yirida, so then the person goes into galus, go to the ir miklat. If it's done derech aliyah, they're moving away from the person when they fell down and killed him, so he doesn't go into galus. So the Gemara now asks, one second, my she'ein mischavin. What did that mean? Just because in potential, since theoretically you could have gotten a chiyuv of misa, but you're not in this case. What does it mean? So ilema she'ein mischavin klal. You don't have any kavana. Haina shogig. That's the same thing as shogig, right? El pshita she'ein mischavin lezeh el lezeh. So when we say shlo b'kavana, means you didn't have kavana for that person. You had for someone else. The Ketani, and we learned on this, l'chayva momen ela potter momen. So you're not chayev, you're potter from paying things. I v'ibar katolahu, and if, like, Tana Chizka holds, the guy's chayev misa, my itzrich le potter mi momen. So what would you nechidish to tell me that you're potter from momen? So clearly, you see from here, the fact you had the potter from the momen, the halacha is that a person who is chayev misa is potter from paying. Elav shma mino. So you have to learn out the following: lav brakatolahu, lav bramenlonahu. It's a case where he's not going to be chayav misa, and he's not going to have to pay anything, right? Tana Chizka holds like Rib Shimon that he's potter from chayav misa, and he holds he's potter from paying any sort of tashlumin for the damage that he did as well. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues. Now, next Mishnah, rotzeach. So you had a murderer, and then the guy got like mixed in like a tarovis. One of the fundamental principles of a tarovis is that, you know, when you have kosher and treif, so we say that the iser is eino nikar, that you can't figure out which is the non-kosher piece of meat. They all got mixed together, they all look the same. But if either they got mixed together, but I could tell which one is in the tarovis, so you can't just say, oh, it's all, you know, it's both of a rove, and therefore I can eat all one. If I know what the iser is, then I have to get that rid of it. That's part of the definition of a tarovis, that I don't know where the iser is, which one is prohibited. So here's a case of also, rotzeach, a murderer, shisarig ba'achirim, and he got mixed in, I can't tell who the actual rotzeach is. Kulan peturin, so I can't tell who it is, that everyone's going to be potter, not going to kill anybody. Reb Shimon Omer, Kontzino sold a kippah. No, we put them into a kippah. Kippah, it's like a jail. Right? In the Steinsaltz Gemara, he explains that kippah comes from Lashon of Kafia. That, like, when you force somebody, so you force them into a jail where they're basically going to end up dying in there anyway. Kol chai v'misos shnis arvu zeh bazeh nidonu bekala. So if you have different people, they're all chayav misa, but they had different levels of punishment. We know we had the whole machlokes earlier on. We're going to reference it right now. What's the more serious form of death? So you can't give somebody a more chomer dikamisa than they were really entitled to. Zahanis kalin b'nisrafim. Some people getting skila, some getting sreifa. Reb Shimon Oimer, so what are you going to do? According to Reb Shimon, nidonim b'skila. We're going to give all these people skila because he holds shah sreifa chamura. So Reb Shimon holds sreifa is the more stringent of all the types of misa. So we're not going to give that to them. So we have to give them the lighter one, which according to Reb Shimon is skila. The chachamim Oimer, they argue, nidonim b'sreifa. No, the people who are all intertwined and mixed, we don't know who's getting what, so you give them sreifa, because according to the Chachamim, that's the less one. Shah skila chamor, because skila is a stronger punishment. So, Amr lehen, Reb Shimon said to the Rabbanin, ilu lo haisa sreifa chamora. If it was not true that sreifa is more chamor, like I say, lo nit in the labas kohen chazinsa, you wouldn't give it to a bas kohen who was mezana. She had a znus. She committed adultery. So you see, because it's such a serious crime for such a serious person, they get the most serious death, sreifa. So amrulo, the rabbon said back to Reb Shimon, ilo haisa skila chamura. No, if skila wasn't the most strict type of misa out there, lo nit el magadif lo ovid vodazara. They get it for a person who's magadif, who you know. Does Birkas Hashem, a person who's Ovid of Razara, which is like their kofra, the kofra b'ikr with that. That's such a stringent punishment. So you see, you get skila for those averas. So it must be according to Rabbanan, and that skila is more strict. Okay? So that was the machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim about Srafen and skila. Then the Mishnah continues and says, neherogin nechenokin. Okay, so they had people were getting saif, and some people were going to get chenek. Reb Shimon Oimer b'saif. Reb Shimon holds that they get that because he holds that chenek is more strict, so you give them lighter. For Chachamim Oimer b'chenek, they hold that they'll get chenek because saif is the more stringent according to them. So they have a machlokas on these two misas based in as well. So again, now the Mishnah said the halacha of a rotzeach who was mixed in with others. So the Gemara asks, man achirim, who are these other people that got mixed in with the rotzeach? Se'i lema achirim kasherim pshita. If you're going to tell me that the other people were nice, kosher, God-fearing Jews, so that's poshit, that's so obvious that they're potter. Why in the world would you think that they're going to get killed just because the rotzeach happened to be standing among them? Vesu, and another question, what on this Reb Shimon would say that everybody has to go into the kippah, everyone gets thrown into the jail, it's like a vault where they lock the door, throw away the key. It can't be. So Simon Beis Shin Reish Kuf. So the Beis is going to stand for Rabbi Avahu. Some say Rabbi Abahu. The Shin is Shmuel. The Reish is Rava, and then the Kuf is Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says now like this: how to answer? Omer Biavahu, Omer Shmuel, Hach berotzeach shelo nigmar dino. We're talking about a rotzeach who did not yet have the gemar din. Shnisar berotzim acherim shenigmar dinam askinon, where he was mixed in with other murderers who did have the gemar din. Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan hold, in ein garmin dino shel adam ella befonav. So you're not allowed to do the Gemar Din unless he's in front of him. And since we don't know who didn't have the Gemar Din, so we can't bring him, right? Since one of them can't be, then everybody gets off the hook. Hilkach kulam paturin. Reb Yehuda, miftarinhu legamre namilo. Reb Yehuda says, no. If you're going to completely give everybody off the hook, you can't do that. Because we know Kevin Derotzchim Ninu, these people are murderers. These aren't good people. So therefore, Hilkach Koinzino Sol Kippa. Therefore, it's like a compromise position. We can't let them off the hook. We can't necessarily do it because there's the Gemara Din. So therefore, we put them into the Kippa. Reish Lakish has a different way of answering. Reish Lakish Amir Ba'odam. Ba'odam, the Kuli Amma, Lo Pligi, the Petiri. When we're talking about an Adam, everybody agrees that you're potter because you can't be punished for the murder of somebody else. The machlokes is we have a shore where did not have a gemar din and others did. There's a comparison between the shore and its owner, right? Right, just like you can't do it until the owner doesn't get a gemar din unless it's done in front of him. So to the shore also that you can't do it. So therefore, all of the shvam are going to be off the hook. Hilkach kulam peturin. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda says, nope, Kohen Osan Lekipa. Since, one of these Shvarim did in fact kill somebody, right? And the other ones are also, so then we're just going to, incarcerate them and let them stay there until they die. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up tomorrow with the Teretz of Rava.